Are you serious right now? You're really gonna act like none of this matters? Like I'm just overreacting? No. Don't look away. I'm not done. You can't just shut down every time I get upset. Like I'm some kind of problem to manage. I'm trying. I'm trying to talk to you to fix this, but you just... God, do you even care how this feels for me? Do you? Because it's like I'm standing here screaming into a void and you're just... What? What was that? Did you just flinch? Wait. No, hey, no. Don't do that. Please don't look at me like that. I wasn't gonna. I would never. I'm not. I didn't mean to scare you. God, what am I doing? I yelled. I yelled at you. Oh, God, some girlfriend I am, huh? That's not who I want to be. That's not what you deserve. The second you flinched, everything just kind of dropped. Did someone used to yell at you like that? Someone who didn't stop? I am so sorry. That never should have happened to you. And now I've just added more weight to what you're already carrying. I've always had a temper, yeah. But I swore I'd never use it on you. Not you. You matter too much to me. Please, don't pull away. I know I messed up. I know I scared you, and that's the last thing I ever wanted to do, but don't shut me out, okay? I'm not angry anymore. I'm just scared now, too. Scared I pushed you too far. Scared that I reminded you of things you've been trying to forget. I don't want to be a part of that hurt. I want to be the reason you heal. The reason you feel safe. I know I can't take back how I sounded. I know it's not enough to just say, sorry, but I am sorry. Truly. For raising my voice. For letting frustration win for a second. For not seeing the signs earlier, how you were already pulling into yourself. You don't have to talk right now. Just let me stay with you. Let me make this better. You don't have to flinch when I move. I would never hurt you. Please, don't be afraid of me. You always try to act so calm, so collected, like nothing ever gets to you, but I see it. The way you check the exits in a room. The way your eyes dart when someone's voice gets loud. I see it because I've done it too. Maybe that's why I get so defensive sometimes. Why I get loud. I grew up thinking that's how you get heard. But I forgot that for some people, raised voices feel like danger. Not communication, not connection. Just danger. I don't want to be in danger. I want to be your shelter. No, you're not weak for reacting. You're not broken. You're human. And you're loved. Even when I mess up. Especially then. You could yell back at me, you know? Throw something, slam the door, storm off. But you don't. You just shrink. And I can't stand that. I won't let myself be someone you have to shrink for. If you ever need to tell me something scares you, you can. Even if it's me. Especially if it's me. I'll learn. I'll do better. Not because I have to, because I want to. Because you are worth it. Because I love you. And that means shutting up when I feel like yelling. That means listening, even when I think I'm right. That means never, ever making you feel small or afraid or unsafe. You're safe with me now, I swear it. You still want me here, right? Even if I'm a little rough around the edges. I want to be the kind of person you don't have to brace yourself around. The kind of girl who never makes you flinch. Except maybe when I kiss your cheek out of nowhere or say something cheesy and stupid. See? That one made you roll your eyes. Progress. Come here. Just for a second. Let me hold you. No pressure, no words, just this. We'll figure it out together. No more yelling, no more flinching. Just us.